Hey y'all, welcome back. This is Jade with the Sassy Southern Witch Podcast, your Southern and Fierce Witch, the hostess with the mostest. And today I'm going to be talking a little bit about something that a lot of people have reached out to me on Facebook and through email, and that is about feeling like they are cursed or hexed. What I have noticed is a couple were following witchcraft traditions, and then I had a few that also were just reaching out to me because I was a witch and they felt like some witch somewhere somehow had cursed them. And so yeah, curses are real, hexes are real, but just let me start from the beginning. You cannot really blame all your bad fortune on thinking that somebody somewhere has cursed you because they don't like what you're doing or something of that nature. If you aren't well versed on witchcraft and you feel like you've been hexed just because you met somebody who's a witch, it does not work like that. So if that's what you are looking for, you're barking up the wrong tree. I am not going to assist somebody who just is being ignorant and not studying what they're dealing with and just assuming that just because they've met a witch that they've been cursed because the witch doesn't like them or some hocus pocus bullshit like that. That's not what we're here for. But if you have legitimately been cursed and you know this or you have very good reason. I had one person in particular feel like her family was cursed. That's a different story, and I'm always willing to help. However, this is a situation that you really have to help yourself with. I don't have some magic potion. I don't have some random spell that I could give you. This is some soul searching that you'll have to do, especially if it is a family curse and it's went through more than one generation. The beginning of that will be getting to the root of the problem, figuring out what person had the curse put on them, at the bare minimum, figuring out which generation it was at least, and trying to target where your family messed up, so to speak, or pissed somebody off, or did the wrong thing, what they did. Sometimes you can't undo what's been done, but you can create a new slate. And in order to do that, that could cost you your relationship with your family. For example, if you think that your dad has been cursed or he's done something horrible and unforgivable in your eyes, then maybe it's time for you to just start out with a clean slate and just let bygones be bygones and remove that negativity from your life in general. There are a couple of reasons why somebody in just would want to curse you or hex you, and the first reason is just a very obvious reason, and that is that some people are just shitty people and they're destructive by impulse and they are just dangerous. And if that's the case, if you have some crazy ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend that you know is angry enough to do this and they dabble in witchcraft, then you have a starting point and you can definitely fight that off. And I will give an antidote later in the episode. Another reason that in some cases there is an extremely fine line between someone hexing you and having a justice spell done. So for example, if you are in a custody spell with your ex, and they've done a justice spell and you cheated on them, that might not be a hex because you can't see your children and all of a sudden everything's crashing down around you. That could be justice that was called upon you, and that is a different type of situation as well. You can't just say, oh, be done, I know what you did, let's get this over with. Sometimes you have to make living amends and you have to recreate your future, pretty much. And with recreating your future, you have to look, do some soul searching and do some shadow work, and figure out what it is about yourself that you need to change as a person. Sometimes someone could have influenced you magically out of their own greed, and that doesn't mean that you've necessarily been cursed, but you could be caught up in a web of deceit or some type of web of misfortune that someone has tried to cast upon someone else, and it just happened to run across your path and involve you, and sometimes it really sucks. And in that case, I would suggest doing more of a protection and a cleansing type of deal, not necessarily like a hex antidote, because it's really hard to send someone what they've already put out. You don't know how strong their intentions were. You don't know exactly what they willed out into the universe. So it's hard to undo something that is so complex. When emotions get involved with things, especially very highly powered emotional spells, they can get sticky, because if that person still feels that strongly, then that intent's still out in the universe, and it's not some Harry Potter type of fight against two magics who's strong enough, but it's just the fact that you can make things worse before you make them better by just throwing another intent out there whenever something's already kind of chaotic as it is. So moving along, there are a lot of very powerful hexes that want to deliver punishment. And if that's the case, if you're caught up in that sense, if someone has saw something that you've done and you know that they cast like a karma spell on you or a spell to punish you for something that they didn't think was right, that is. It's also a little bit more sticky, because a lot of times that is fueled with hatred and with rage. And whenever you have anger involved with something, anger is one of the most powerful emotions, although it is a secondhand emotion. And it can cause extreme situations to go haywire, because that anger is so all over the place. If you think about like being super angry and you can't think or see straight, then like that's just chaos. So essentially it becomes chaos magic. And whenever you start dabbling in chaos magic, then you're working with more of the dark arts. And if that is the case, then again, I suggest that you try to center and protect yourself as much as possible, ground yourself, almost until you run out of energy. And then once you run out of energy, obviously you're at your weakest point. But whenever you start regaining your strength after that situation, it's almost a relief, and you know that you're going to be okay. So moving on, I'm going to share a couple of different hex breakers and curse removals that might help you. You can intermix some of them. One that's super, super easy is just sprinkling cayenne pepper. Do not do this if you have pets or children. I can only imagine somebody getting cayenne pepper all over their dog because I told you to do this. But you can sprinkle it around, if you don't have pets or children, throughout the home to break up any negative type of spells that may have been casted on you. And this is kind of a lingering thing. You can also use chamomile if you do have, that would be a better option. If you do have, or mix the two if you don't have kids and animals. But if you have pets and you can't put pepper out around your home, then use the chamomile flowers, chamomile tea. You can go get that from the grocery store. And use that with magical intent. And just as you're doing it, visualize any negative spells or curses that may have been put upon you. They cannot enter this space. So it makes your home your safe space. It doesn't necessarily help your person. So if you wanted to put the two items in a small little sachet or something that you can kind of seal up, maybe put it in a plastic bag inside of a sachet. That way you don't have pepper in your pocket or wherever you keep your little bag. That could also get bad. Another way that you can remove a curse is grinding powder, sandalwood, red sandalwood, frankincense, myrrh, pine needles, and then burning it on a lit charcoal, waving the smoke around, almost smudging your home with it in a sense. You can also smudge your body with it. Just be careful not to get it in your eyes. It will be a little strong because all these things are very, very strong scented. And then once you're done, go to a crossroads and scatter the ashes to the winds in all directions, north, south, east, west. And as you're doing this, pray and speaking out loud that the curse is lifted. And as you throw your ashes into the wind, I would say, like, visualize that curse leaving your body, leaving your hand. And whenever you go home, you want to take a very, if you can't take a bath, don't have a bathtub, at least use a shower, but a very warm, herb infused or flower infused, if you can, essential oils, whatever you have, use that in the bath with you, whatever makes you feel clean. Peppermint, eucalyptus, lavender, chamomile, all types of rosemary, basil works good. You can use any common herbs around the home and just either tie a sprig of them beneath the shower, or just put a little handful of anywhere that the steam can hit it, and that really helps to let you feel a bit more cleansed, not only physically but spiritually as well. And that is one way to remove a curse. Let me see. I am looking in the Encyclopedia of 5,000 Spells, one of my favorite spell books. I have a couple that are written in my personal Book of Shadows, but they're a little bit more complex and require a lot more tools. So I figured I will flip in here and see a couple of easier ones for you guys. So you can make a witch bottle as well. And for those of you who know what a witch bottle is, it protects you, it protects your home. It can be extremely, extremely strong. Some witches urinate in their witch bottle. Some just fill it with a bunch of stuff, such as, let me see, what is this? This is a protection bottle. This has mercury in it, so yeah. Very toxic. I'm not even gonna read this because of that. Here's a good one. So, the spell reversal bottle. Place at least a dozen needles or straight pins in a small glass bottle or jar. Fill it with water, and here it is in parentheses. An even more potent version suggests filling the water with your urine. Seal it tightly shut and place it in a pot on the stove or on the fireplace. Heat the bottle until it explodes. The needles and the pins will go all over the room. Stay out of the way. Pick up every one of them, plus every bit of broken glass, and dispose of them away from the home immediately. Return home via a different route. Take a cleansing or protective bath and put on fresh clothing. If you like the concept of the witch bottle, frankly, these modern, safer versions are the only ones that could possibly be recommended. I did not read that first. I read the wrong one, and here is a better one. Fill a bottle with sharp items, nails, needles, pins, broken glass, etc. Cover it with your urine. You may also add menstrual blood. Sorry, dudes. Seal it tightly shut, and you may also want to create a red wax seal as well. Bury it deep and leave it undisturbed. One more version of this is go through your home or any area that you feel has been hexed. Pick up any sharp, stray items you find, such as pins or broken glass, and use these and only these to cover the bottle. Cover with urine and/or the blood and seal tightly. So basically, just about everything you're looking at, throw in your urine in there. Sorry, guys, if you don't want to do that, then just throw some water in there, I guess. And I do not recommend the very first one where you have exploding needles going all over your house. I can only imagine. Any type of spell reversal or protection bottle, whatever you want to add to it. I also, whenever I did my witch bottle, I had some railroad nails. I'm not going to disclose how I got those, or encourage anybody to go to a railroad track and pick them up, because that's very dangerous. But anywho, I had a rather large collection of very big iron railroad nails, and I put them in the four corners surrounding my home. And next to my witch's bottle, which I filled with, goodness, oh, there was a lot of stuff. There was pins, needles, I did urinate in it. I put cayenne pepper. I think there was black pepper as well. I put some herbs from my garden, some rosemary, some sage, some white sage, and what else? Mint. Every strong herb that I own, I put in that bottle. And I sealed it up with black and then white and then red wax. And I buried it with a railroad nail next to it. And since I have been able to kind of let my hair down whenever I'm at home, I feel a lot more protected and at ease at home. And it has warded off. I didn't necessarily have a hex put on me, but I do like to protect myself because I am pretty outspoken. I've pissed quite a few people off with the podcast, with my opinion and my views, and I don't want any shady shit coming my way, quite frankly. I don't think that anybody's, like, out to get me or anything, but I have had a couple of threatening, kind of almost borderline psychotic witches to reach out to me, and people who weren't witches, and I just don't want any of that funk coming my way. So that bottle has worked very good for me. And otherwise, I really encourage you to sit down and think about whether it is a curse, or be honest with yourself. Do you believe in karma? Do you believe in a tenfold law? I don't necessarily, but some people do. And do you think that something, whatever is happening to you, is a lesson that you should be learning? And if it's happening to you over and over and over again, it might be trying to catch your attention. And each time that it has to happen to you, it's going to get more extreme because you've tried to have the same lesson 7 times and it's just not fucking working. So you need to change something yourself. And if that's the case, maybe trying a different approach, that could be the key. It might not be that someone has wished ill on you. It might be that what you're putting out in the universe is not so great vibes. And that not so great vibes has turned into a really, really, really shitty situation for you. And if that is the case, then you need to work on yourself. And it might not be something that you can undo with one spell in one day. But start reaching deep down inside and looking at what it is that you as a person, as a witch, as a mom, as whatever you are, a dad, whatever it is that you need to change, and accept responsibility, because that is the first step to anything, is accepting that shit. So accept the fact that you might have fucked up, and that it's okay for you to fuck up, but the important part is that you learn from whenever you make mistakes, and you don't just keep continuously doing the same insane thing over and over and over again. And with enlightenment comes happiness. And on that note, I hope that I have shed some light on some stuff for you guys today. Reach out to me. I do have a new Facebook page, The Sassy Southern Witch on Facebook. It is a closed group, so you're free to talk, post on the wall. You can chat with me. I still have the other Facebook page, Witches Lounge, and that's a more public page. So if you're still in the closet, I would suggest sticking with The Sassy Southern Witch. Rate, review, leave me an email, you guys. I love to hear from you. witchesLounge@gmail.com. If you have something that you want to hear about, then shoot me an email. Hopefully I will be able to do a beginning of the year episode in the next few days and chat a little bit about some different things I'm going to be trying in the new year. It's not going to be your average let's set goals and get fit for 2019. I'm not going there. But yeah, We do have some new things up and coming, hopefully. We've gotten a lot more listeners, so I'm really excited about getting interactive, a little bit more interactive on the Facebook page, and kind of building a community and a safe space where you guys can chat and learn from one another, and hopefully I can help in any way possible. But until then, thanks for listening, and I hope you guys have a fabulous new year. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.